title of this writing is Solid as a Rock. Solid as a rock is an old expression, as well as an old song. Solid is an illusion, one that helps us and hurts us. We are hurt when we bump into solid things and helped when we discover that they're not real. When they take a powerful electron microscope and view something under it, the object's solidity all but disappears. The magnifying glass used on a newspaper picture gives us a layman's version of looking through one of these powerful scopes. We see the picture is made up of dots and space. Now, I have this unproven theory that there is no solidity whatsoever. It's an assumption that's worth adopting, even though it can't currently be proved. What if electrons, photons, quarks, etc. were not even remotely solid, but shadows of energetic activity captured by the magnification of the microscope? What if everything is really nothing? Everyone is entitled to their wacky theories, even Columbus. So pretend for a moment that my assumption is accurate. How will that help you? It seems that every man-made thing comes from the nothingness of an idea. They haven't built a scope to capture an idea yet. My guess is they never will. Out of nothing comes something. It didn't exist, now it does. We treat ideas in our head as solid. We build things with them, and we also build walls with them, walls of disconnection. We postulate that if something is this, it can't be that. Our labels won't allow it. But underneath the label is the connection of nothingness that makes this and that the same. Solid translates to separation and isolation. If it's solid, it needs a separate space, and it can't live in the same space as something else that's solid. So the two must be isolated from each other. That's what we do as a people. We divide and are conquered. When we search for the solid things that make us different, we aren't looking for the invisible things that make us the same. Our search criteria keeps us separated. Spiritual writer Eckhart Tolle offers a powerful example of our sameness when people say they have nothing in common with someone. He points out that in a matter of years, you will both be rotting corpses. So just maybe it's useful to come to that conclusion before you die, that you came from nothing and are returning to nothing. This idea of nothing being the only thing that there is has us make more connections because we can make space for everything when we're not solid. The rigidity of solid ideas has rigor mortis set in well before you die. The stiffness that goes with solid doesn't allow the flexibility to stretch and find life's connections. Solid is like the writing known as the Monroe Doctrine. Nothing is infinite law. Here's a scientific piece of homework that is beneficial for all of us. Take a peek inward with your own microscope and begin to notice that your idea of solid is filled with holes. The more holes you find, the more connections you make. You'll discover that you can make nothing out of something. All the best, John.